Eu acho que, claro, você...
I believe that being a native of Rocinha, to have been born here, grown up here, and also to work here, I obviously want to be able to raise my son in a place free from drugs and weapons. Even drug dealers themselves want to keep their kids away from all that, right?
And yet, younger residents of this favela are wondering whether the peace can last.
Meu nome é Pablo Vinícius de Leonel de Souza, tenho 12 anos, moro na...
My name is Pablo, and I'm 12. It seems as though the place is moving towards peace. There have been some good changes around here, like my house was surrounded by bandits before. Then the police came and made it better. But I know that peace cannot reign forever.
Rihanna and Marcos are also concerned about whether the government will be able to capitalize on the current peace to improve living conditions in the longer term.
This hospital, you see it up there, okay, it was a new hospital. When the mayor did that new area, he did this hospital. It was a good idea, but it has no doctors. But it has some nurses there, but doesn't work as he should work.
Hundreds of millions of reais have been spent here already, and very little has changed.
Marcos thinks the size of Rocinha means that the potential for money to be misspent is greater than in smaller favelas.
Chapéu Mangueira is about 1/50th the size of Rocinha. You know, Rocinha and Complexo Alemão are much more similar, slum cities, basically. You know, hopefully the accountability this time around, you know, with the drug trade, because the drug trade was definitely a major hindrance, you know, a major problem because of their partnership with other corrupt people. Hopefully with that out of the way, they can use some of the money, which is a lot of money, to really make this place better. And that's my hope, that they will do that.
And whilst Brazil's economy is booming, there's money to spend. But the property market is also heating up here, and there are concerns that residents will now be driven out of what is prime Rio real estate. Anthony, from his office in Rocinha's Residents Association, thinks that freeing the favelas from drug traffickers will end up costing the poor who live here dearly.
Now people will have to start paying taxes. Most people are very poor and they're being taken by surprise, as they will have to pay for more things now. Prices are going up for everything, especially the price of land. The rent has doubled, and in some cases I know about, it's even tripled.
Driving out the gangs has lifted a lid off the favelas. Drugs and violence suppressed people and prices here for decades. A new police force is trying to replace them, but they need the support of favela residents. Corruption is the lurking danger, which could completely undermine these efforts. But for now, people here are enjoying the small freedoms of being able to walk and talk without fear. Osimar Santos.
People who live here have been oppressed. All these years, we have been at the mercy of the drug trafficking. So we've been pretty impotent, fearful and scared. We are still in the process of being able to feel free. But on the radio, I have now used the word drug traffic, or movement, as we say here. And I never said it on the radio before that moment. On the day of the big police operation, when the favela was being pacified, I said it.